Time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Valerie calling us from Shively. Hi, Valerie.
Hey.
Hey. Valerie's got brown hair. It's 5'5", drives a Jeep. Is a case manager for some adults, and then she's single. She's kind of looking, but also just kind of, you know, letting life happen, too, you know?
What ifs?
Yes, that's right.
That.
That's right.
It'll happen when at least, when you least expect it.
Yeah, that's what I was, saying, right, Valerie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready, though.
I hear you. I was like that until my early 30s, yes.
I get it. So, all right, Valerie, Little Kid, Drunk Adult is the game we're playing. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you can hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of each story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. First one.
I broke my best friend's nose by throwing a Pepsi can off his face.
Oh, ouchie. Ouch.
All right, what do you think, Valerie?
I'm thinking drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like maybe, well, hopefully. Well, I don't know if the friend was numbed by alcohol at all. Sounds like the guy was, though, that threw it. I'll say drunk adult, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Well, I was a drunk adult.
Yep, yeah. There you go. Yes, yeah. Drunk adult was correct.
But so was he.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. All right, good. Maybe numbed a little bit. Okay.
I tossed my best friend a nice cold Pepsi, but I threw it way too hard, slipped out of my hand or something.
Yeah.
And my friend didn't see it coming, hit him square in the face, broke his nose.
Ow,
don't drink and throw.
Don't drink and throw.
Solid advice. But, he didn't mean to. He just over-tossed it. Like, hey, buddy, here's a Pepsi.
All right, Valerie, you're doing good. One for one.
Yeah. Yay.
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 Yay. I'm excited.
All right, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a fist fight because someone ate my Ritz crackers.
Oh.
I was hangry. Oh. Yeah.
Valerie, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking kid.
Kid.
Yeah. I think it's a hangry little kid. Like, don't be touching my crackers.
Ritz crackers are good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tasty. Yeah. Very goodness. Yeah.
Valerie, what do you like?
I have a child, so I understand.
Oh, she's living that life now. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
What do you like putting on Ritz crackers? I just like putting butter. I just like them, put butter on them. Oof.
I love them on spinach dip. Just scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach dip. Yeah.
Okay, listen. Not everybody is bougie like Kelly, but.
What? You just go to the store. They make it for you by the tub.
All right. Valerie says little kid. Kelly, you say?
Little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah, so I was a little kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got
See?
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Two for two.
And I must have been like 9 years old. My bully kept stealing my lunch.
Oh.
My mom had made Ritz crackers with peanut butter, my all-time favorite.
Oh.
And my bully stole my Ritz crackers, and it was the final straw, so I remember I punched her in the nose.
Punched her?
He was being bullied by a girl?
I was not expecting that.
That was a plot twist.
And this caused an all-out brawl as a reaction, and she and two other girls beat the snot out of me.
Her mean girl group pummeled him. Oh no!
Oh
and
my
took
gosh!
His peanut butter crackers.
They never touched my crackers again. So worth it.
Okay, point taken. All right. Sometimes you just gotta fight back, even though you're gonna lose.
And you're gonna lose.
Wow!
All right, Valerie, you're doing great. Two for two. We'll do one more: little kid or drunk adult.
I once got kicked out of a water park for throwing ice cream into the wave pool.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What did she say? I couldn't hear.
Oh,
she got
sorry.
Kicked out of a water park because she, what, threw ice cream in the wave pool?
Yeah.
I'm feeling more kid, just bringing ice cream into the water pool.
Okay, so you're the same little kid?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
See,
Kelly,
again, my brain goes, that's the obvious answer.
Is it obvious?
Right.
Yes, wave pool and ice cream, I think more associated with little kids.
Little kid,
but
okay.
I feel like this could be a sucker punch drunk adult. That's
like
what I think.
Trick.
Could be.
I kind of want to change my answer because, yeah, I'm iffy too.
I know it. This game messes with her head, doesn't it?
All right, so Valerie, we need an answer.
I'm gonna say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Kind of play is.
Oh, I hope I did not lead us down the wrong path.
Did Kelly lead Valerie to victory or not?
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. You got it, Valerie. Woo!
There I was, drinking strawberry daiquiris all day long in the beating sun. I don't even remember the name of the water park. But what I do remember is there was a guy in the wave pool staring at me, laying there in my bikini. Mm-hmm. So after a few too many strawberry daiquiris, I thought it would be a good idea to throw ice cream from my spoon and catapult it at him in the water.
Well,
the lifeguard saw that and kicked me out.
But wait, was it in a flirty way?
I think so. I think that's what it was.
Stop looking at me kind of way.
No, I got it, Valerie. At least what I heard was it sounded flirty, right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I think so.
Either
Valerie.
Way, now she's got a bad girl reputation
because
she got kicked out.
All right, congrats, Valerie. You're a winner.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge Gavin DeGraw fan, so I really want to see him.
Aren't we all?
Awesome.
Aren't we all?
Yes, he's amazing.
All right, Valerie, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, cool. If you want to be like Valerie, be a winner, but more importantly, be the star of this bit, we need you.
Yep, we need your stories. And all you have to do is just open up your little voice note app on your phone, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us benandkellyshow@gmail.com.